This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't think that we should take for granted Jim Comey's public statement that it was careless. The FBI director's job is to conduct investigations, and if he has, if they develop evidence that support charges, they bring those charges and back them up in court. For Jim Comey to come out and make that kind of public statement about someone whom the government is going to charge is completely inappropriate, and I think actually, you know, arguably violates DOJ and FBI rules.
Well, I guess we're still, you know, stunned by this. And, you know, Scott, as we were talking, you know, with Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch, and everybody needs to keep in mind, Judicial Watch has been, you know, the tip of the spear on this whole deal. Thank God for Judicial Watch, or we wouldn't even have had the information that we have to this date. I mean, they have fought at every turn, you know, FOIA requests, they've hung in there, all the work, hard work that their attorneys have put into this to try to get down to the truth. And again, lest you think differently, the truth matters. I mean, it's what we decide and choices that we make in our lives and in our country. And we're making choices based on deception. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, it's one thing to be deceived because we just don't have the right information. You know, it's, I like John Naisbitt. John Naisbitt has one of my favorite quotes. He says that we are drowning in information, but starved for knowledge. Isn't that profound? We're drowning in information, but starved for knowledge. And but that's just in the overall cascade of appreciating what that statement represents. But it goes deeper than that. Scott, do you have a thought?
Nope, yeah, that's from former Department of Justice spokesperson and Clinton supporter. Right. Matt Miller. So,
yeah, for him to make that statement that that he says that Comey's presser today violates DOJ and FBI rules. I mean, whoa, you know, what are we saying here? You know that you know, here he is. He presents the case and then, you know, becomes the judge and jury himself.
Well, he
I'm talking about Comey right now.
Yeah, you know? He took a lot of heat off of the other people. I mean, now Obama and the Attorney General, they can all just go with his recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can just say, well, yeah, he, you know, we looked at it too, and there's no way we can follow through on any of this.
Well, here they go. I mean, they've had over 100 investigators on this. I mean, God only knows how much it cost, you know, the people, you know, to pay for this and to come out with this kind of information. You know, I think is an insult to the people's money and all our hard work. And not only that, but the hard work of other people that were truth, you know, like Judicial Watch, in trying to get down to the truth. I mean, you know, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton will all say, hey, we want to make sure we don't ever do this again. We get down to the bottom, whether it's Benghazi or whatever issue that we're dealing with. And all that is just political rhetoric. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in sustaining their situation. And in this case, you know, Hillary Clinton's going for the, you know, the brass ring here. And she's going for the Oval Office. And, you know, they're not going to put that in jeopardy, not to mention the fact that, hey, if she was indicted, what this would do? I mean, the FBI would single-handedly take down the Democratic Party, and it would create damage that could, it could last for a couple of decades. You know, clearly, because I think that what happens once they start pulling that string of deception, Scott, it goes deep and it goes long. And, you know, and I don't think they're going to, you know, they're going to do everything they can to protect, you know, just even the initial pull of the string that, like you said, goes to the White House, is, as Chris revealed, you know, 18 emails President Clinton got from Hillary Clinton's private email. He's the president of the United States. You mean to tell me? I'm sorry. What was it? Yeah, Obama. You mean to tell me that he's not going to notice this and say like there's a violation going on? I mean, too many people have been asleep at the wheel here.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, I will remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Hey, we got Tom Rubin with us, and we need Tom Rubin. He graduated from Harvard, moved from New Jersey to Southern Cal to hone his comedic talent on the comedy club circuit while working his day job as an entertainment attorney. Yes, comedy and entertainment attorney. It goes hand in hand. Tom Rubin, like I said, we need you. We've been way too serious. Our brain's about ready to explode, and we need some comic relief. Can you help us here?
I don't know. I mean, if you're laughing, I think that's a good start.
Yes. Well, we want to laugh.
I promise.
Okay. Hey, look, we want to talk about reflections of a yes, you can't comic, get your spin on what's going on and offer some levity to what some people might, feel a lot of weight on. It's very heavy right now in the political environment.
Yeah, I know. My back hurts, Bill. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
I don't know what to do. I'm taking Advil. I don't know. Maybe comedy. I'm not sure. By the way, when you say, yes, you can comic, just so your audience knows, that's the name of my show. I have a show in Las Vegas called Yes, You Can't, where I'm the opposite of a success guru. I'm a anti-motivational speaker. I tell you how it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know what that is.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and here recently we had, of course, the reported incident of Tony Robbins firewalking, and, we all heard what happened there, so you must have had fun with that one.
The people who attended didn't realize it was a Burning Man event, so they got... They were a little confused. I think Tony's just happy to be in the news, tell you the truth. You know,
yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity. I mean, ask the Kardashians.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't figured out, you know, walking on hot coals, those could burn your feet, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe Tony's science knowledge is a little lacking. Go to the Bill Nye Science Guy seminar. He will not make you walk on hot coals. And I will not make you walk on hot coals at my show. I can probably, except for you, Bill, maybe.
Oh, you'd make me do it? But that's only because you're the yes, you can't comic. And, if we can't, so I'm not about to take that step because I hear you for what you say. I can't, so why even try, right?
Yes, don't take that step, whatever you do. if someone lays out hot coals in front of you and says, why don't you walk on this? You'll be fine. Don't believe everything you hear, including from Tony Robbins.
Yes, exactly. So getting back to this political environment, if we ever needed someone with your sense of humor, and it is now, I've been saying that we need a Will Rogers again, somebody who can kind of give us some needed levity and lighten things up because we've gotten way too serious over this struggle. I mean, we're just
I agree.
We're just way too serious about ourselves, you know?
I totally agree. So I'm happy to provide. The thing is, I just make fun of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I don't take sides. Everybody is fair game. So lay it on me.
Yeah, I mean, let's do it. I mean, look at you got. You got Hillary would be the first woman president in the Oval Office. And she said that, you know, hey, her emails were, you know, was all handled properly. And this was reinforced by what James Comey gave us yesterday. You know, so what does your bent brain tell us about that?
Well, first of all, I think what she should have done, see, emails aren't very secure. You know, I mean, the Chinese, the Russians, they're reading everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting
right
into these servers. Come on. So what she should have done was just put everything on Facebook.
Yes.
I think it would have been a lot clearer. That's
well,
for starters. And anything that's really classified, she should have written in Pig Latin. Because I'm going to tell you, the Chinese cannot read Pig Latin.
No, it messes them
same
up.
Same thing with ISIS. They have no idea. Pig Latin offends them on many levels.
Well, yeah. Well, you mentioned ISIS. Yeah, I mean, and China got so confused and messed up, they decided to, you know, build an island out there in the South China Sea. Look what we got
for
that.
Islands are nice.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, when they're all...
I love islands, the Caribbean.
Yeah.
They don't, how far are they from the Caribbean?
You know, I don't know.
Build your own island.
Yeah,
I'd do it if I could.
Yeah, why not? But,
I don't have enough sand, but, you know, I would, if I had the money and the sand, I'd be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump, of course, he's an easy one to pick on, and, of course, he was aghast, and, you know, with the report from yesterday, and here he is, you know, trying to make America great again.
Well, I think he's trying. Thing about Donald, I mean, let's compare him with. Has everybody forgotten Bernie Sanders already?
No, we still, yeah, poor Bernie. Yeah,
poor
exactly.
Bernie. He's see, the problem is today it's yesterday's news is people forget it completely. But but yes, Bernie is out there, and you know. Bernie and Trump are interesting if you compare them because Bernie, I think whatever you may agree or disagree with him, he believes what he says. I think he does. Trump believes what he says at the moment, and then I think he forgets it 2 seconds later. It's incredible. Mm. He just goes on.
Yeah.
Well, he's very sincere in the moment, Trump is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what's really contrasting these guys is their hairlines, and I think this is where Trump is a lot smarter than Bernie, because the receding hairline look doesn't work if you're running for president.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for Eisenhower, but Eisenhower was ahead of his time. He had his head, you know,
he shaved it all off.
There.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It was the confident bald man look.
Right.
And then you got Bernie who's coming in. It just doesn't work. You got to pick one or the other. Now, Trump has learned this lesson. He's got hair covering everything. You can't have any more hair than Trump has on your head. But his hair, the problem is it looks like a rock formation, so.
Well, it is, I stopped looking at it because it's such a distraction, and you just wonder, how did it get that way? Because when you look at the way he styled his hair before, it was kind of, but this is, you know, he's rock star.
He's getting more and more hair as he ages. It's I don't know how he does that.
Well, you know, it's probably that secret Trump formula that he's created. You know, speaking of Bernie,
see, that's what he's missing out to really make those billions and billions he's been talking about. Trump hair increaser,
right?
I mean, you got it.
Hey, if he misses, if he doesn't get the White House, maybe that's his next reality show. What do you think?
If he's listening, Donald, if you're listening now, hair products.
Exactly, it could happen for him.
It might.
Well, speaking of Bernie, I mean, Bernie really had the rug pulled out from underneath him. I've been saying, I mean, you're there in Southern California nearby. And
I'm currently in Vegas because of my show. My show starts in 2 weeks, so I got to be here. But yes.
Yeah, that's good as Southern California with me being in Florida. So a lot closer than me right now. But anyway, with Bernie, he really had the rug pulled out from underneath him, you know, heading into that Tuesday primary in California. You know, when the AP said that Hillary got all the votes and there was no need to show up, right?
Yeah, that's what the press can do to you. They just boy, I'll tell you. Yeah, I know.
Well, Tom,
poor Bernie.
Well, Tom, tell us about your opening in 2 weeks in Vegas.
Yes, my show is going to be at the El Cortez Hotel and Casino in downtown Vegas. It's a 7:30 show. five nights a week, and that opens on July 21st.
Well, good. Hey, when you come back, I want to talk about failure is an option, and that topic that you've been presenting as well on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Show the mercy shown to you.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 after the top of the hour. Poor Tom Rubin. He heard that music, Scott. He thought maybe he walked in the middle of Lion King or something, like we were holding him up, you know, presenting him to the world. Tom, of course, graduated from Harvard. He moved from New Jersey to Southern California to hone his comedic talent on the comedy club circuit while working his day job as an entertainment attorney. Tom, explain to me your parents' shock. Here they are. They pay for you to get through college, become an attorney, and you say, "Hey, I'm going on the comedy circuit." How do you like that, Mom and Dad?
I think I'm kind of an idiot. what's interesting was when I graduated from college, I had the opportunity to work on Wall Street.
Hmm.
And that was just at the time when the stock market was starting to go crazy. I could have been very rich right now, Bill. And, you know, we all make choices. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know, and in part of your act, you say failure is an option. And, of course, you know, here it is. You know, you were the way you were raised and your college experience. I mean, going to Harvard you know, all these, you know, the world of Ivy League and corporate America and, you know, of course, now Hollywood and everything. It's all strung pretty tight, and it's about ambition. It's about me and mine and all that good stuff. And through that process, you woke up and you go, that's not necessarily what it's all about, right?
Well, you know, society is basically a pyramid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a few people at the top who are really rich and doing well, and everybody else, you know, we're all kind of, and I'm in that group. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done okay over the years, but everybody kind of struggles a little bit. You know, when you work and you work and you're not getting rich and you're not getting all the happiness that is, you know, you watch the late night infomercials or just anything. You see all the time you're bombarded with images of people so happy and everything is great and you know, it's tough. You know, life's a struggle. So when you look at in this country in particular, between these motivational guys like Tony Robbins, all the self help books that are out there, you see, I mean, even people like the exercise people get some abs. I want to get those rock hard muscles, and I can do that if I buy this little plastic piece of crap that I use 5 minutes a day for a week. Then I'm going to look like, you know, a bodybuilder.
Right.
It's not true, you know.
Right.
So
well because you need that thigh, you need that thigh expander. You know, if your thighs
expander,
were
that's a bag of Doritos.
Yeah, but you'd be happier. You know, that's the deal.
Oh, yeah, Doritos are great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool
I'm
ranch.
Sorry.
Bring it on.
Hey, yeah, I know, really. Hey, there's quite a book, by the way, on that. I don't know if you've read The Dorito Effect, which talks about how
really,
the industry.
I live the Dorito Effect, but go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no. I mean, hey, you and me both. I mean, and I'm trying to get away from it, but it's quite provocative because it goes into how they engineered, you know, how the food industry engineered taste. I mean, you know, like we couldn't taste real food anymore.
In the case of Doritos.
Right? Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, everything. It's all about, you know, we, you know, to your point, and what I was seeing about all this stuff. You're like the anti-narcissist. I mean, you're like saying, okay, enough with this narcissism. You know, you know, I mean, because, you know, when you really think we do take ourselves too seriously, whether it's the Kardashians or, just go down the whole list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just picking ridiculous, you know, and it's like at the end of your life, you're going to be the winner because you know more about what happened with the Kardashians and Jenner and company and everybody. It's like, come on, you know, there's more to life than this.
Than that. I think your point is exactly right. It is kind of anti-narcissism. You know, we live in this selfie culture, you know, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Hold on, you know. So what I'm doing is that the show is, it makes fun of society, you know, and I'm basically saying, come on, people, come on, just stop trying that hard to achieve something that's that ridiculous. Stop taking yourself so seriously. And, you know, so it's kind of an uplifting message, even though I say, it's going to be, you're going to fail, but it's kind of a joke, you know, but we're all in the same boat. So that's the theme of the show. And I think, you know, they say the best comedy is based on truth. And I would say it is definitely based on truth.
Well, you hold a mirror up to people and, you know, and you get people to see themselves, you know, for really who they are. I mean, sometimes it can be devastating, but by and large, I mean, you need to sit there and go, you know, when you really look at yourself honestly in the mirror, it's hard to take yourself seriously unless you're just totally demented.
demented would probably throw a monkey wrench into that. But yeah, I do put up the mirror. I put up that mirror to myself. You know, because you can't take yourself too seriously. And as a comedian, I don't take myself very seriously. And I think the audience gets that. And everybody kind of goes, yeah, you know. And if you kind of follow that attitude, then hopefully you'll be laughing, which fortunately people generally are at my show. So that seems to be working. But yes, I think you nailed it.
Well, the deal is about failure is that, and I got to tell you, for me, it was quite liberating when I realized that, hey, I wasn't going to always get it right. You know, like you, it was a very competitive environment. You worked hard, and it was just like never enough. And when you got to that point to realize that, hey, it was okay. And I think who helped me realize that was reading about the founders of Hewlett-Packard. They embraced that in their culture, that it was okay to make mistakes, that, you know, but it was worse if you didn't learn from them, you know, make the mistake and learn from, you know, the failure, learn from, from the mistakes you made so that you can have a better tomorrow. And for me, that was quite, you know, that was quite liberating. And I imagine for you, like you say, because of your background, where, you know, you really thought, I mean, the only way you can say failure is an option is because you realized before it wasn't.
Well, yeah, and also,
am I getting psychological on you? I suddenly threw you on the couch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking a whole bunch of pills. Right
he's in
now.
He's in my mind. Get out of my mind.
Get out of my head. No, I think you're right, and I think when you experience in life, I'm just getting serious for a minute. I mean, when in life, when you do experience failure, you don't let it get you down. You do what Hewlett-Packard ended up doing really well, but you also look at it, you kind of laugh about it, don't take it too seriously, and don't stress out about it.
Yeah.
There's no point stressing out about it, because yes, we, every day, people say, go, 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 do more, 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 it's never good enough, and you got to do better, and yeah, you do the best you can, but don't go crazy.
You know, Tom, when I worked with some people and built sales teams in Southern California for many years, you know, I tried to explain to everybody, I said, look, we're not hiding anything from anyone. Everybody knows your stuff. You think you're all masked up and people don't know, you know, what's going on with you. We all know, okay? And in fact, you're right. Some people are talking about you behind your back. And you're probably talking about them too. So enough of that stuff. Let's be constructive here. Let's understand that not any one person has all the goods. The opportunity that we have here is to match strengths and weaknesses in a vulnerable environment where you could truly be vulnerable and understand, hey, look, you know, nobody's perfect. But if we match up strengths and weaknesses, each of us are better as a result of that. I mean, God in his infinite wisdom never gave any one person all the goods. It's a shared experience. I mean, it's like you as a comedian. Without an audience, what do you have? Panic!
A very quiet room.
I'm sorry. I threw you back on the couch again. I didn't mean to put you there. I'm sorry.
It's very comfortable here, Bill, so thank you.
Okay. I mean, sometimes we got to take a break, but still, you know, it's just like you got to have all the elements coming together, and this is why I think this country maybe has gone through enough of this bifurcation and this division that maybe we can realize we're really not fooling anybody after all, that Hillary's emails and, you know, four people died in Benghazi, and it does matter. I'm sorry we disagree, but it does matter at any point. And, you know, and it matters that we've got too many poor people, and we've got people that are underemployed and that just want to produce and work for their families. It's all good. And it's all good that here in America, the land of opportunity, that you can fail. And God only knows that some of us have failed up. Right, Tom?
Yeah, well, Justin Bieber, I don't know about me.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. And remember, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where all the information is. And you want to be in the running for that free Risen DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. We got plenty to give away. Just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address and tell me that, look, if you want to be in the hoppa for the Risen DVD, we'll get you in there. And all the best to you. We've got Dan Perkins with us right now. He's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on again.
I'll tell you, always good to have you on, and particularly, boy, I'll tell you, after all this stuff that's swirling around, I mean, if James Comey did not do us a favor, it was that he didn't give us the whole truth and nothing but. He just left so much up to conspiracy, and the blogosphere is going absolutely nuts.
I agree, and I would say to you, Bill, let me give you an example, of how this feels. Do you remember what happened when we had Justice Roberts?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Change the law in order to find a way to approve Obamacare. Weren't we terribly disappointed?
Yeah, exactly. To the point that he's become a verb, you know, and in the same case, I believe we've been Justice Roberts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so what he did is he basically rewrote a law in order to accommodate not indicting Hillary Clinton. And the FBI doesn't write the law. The Congress writes the law. But the only way that he could excuse her behavior is this issue of intent. Mm-hmm. And how does anybody determine the issue of intent? How do you look into a person's soul and in their heart and decide whether or not they're intending to subvert and to hide and secret information or make it available to anybody who wants it? How do you determine that intent? And that was the basis. That was the basis of his decision, is that he believed under the law that requires the protection of federal documents that her intent was not to defraud or risk national security. How do you determine intent? But that's, he decided. And mm-hmm. and I just felt, when I heard it, I was just, what happened here?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's funny you should bring up Justice Roberts, because that was my immediate thought as well. So we were trailing on the same thought. Dan, what, you know, relevant to intent, and I'm a simple guy. I just want to, you know, and this is the thing about, you know, going after the truth and the facts, because it's really, you know, it's a simple straight line, you know, and anything with the Clintons and Obama, there's, you're on a rabbit trail, and you're going down holes that lead to nowhere, and it gets absolutely crazy.
Right.
But, you know, relevant to intent, my first thought is, like, all of a sudden she came home one day and, oh my gosh, there's an email server here. There's a computer here. I mean, like
right.
that just happened? I mean, you had to have intent to have that installed, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, to me,
absolutely.
That's the first step. Now, let's take it down through its natural, and using, you know, James Comey's words, reasonable, you know, any reasonable person would say, okay, I got a computer. Why would I want a computer? And it was noted in these investigations that she was warned by the president not to do this. So
mm-hmm.
I think this thing, what happens is that Comey, it wasn't so much Hillary, you know, that she's too big to jail. It's just that everybody else, I mean, you're talking bringing down the entire Democratic Party into the White House, because this could have been absolutely crazy. But what drives me nuts, Dan, is that I'm talking like I'm a conspiracy nut here. And they did this to us. You know, this is what they left us with.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I don't want to be flippant in my answer, Bill,
mm-hmm.
but so what if we have to bring down the entire Democratic leadership? Either we're a country of laws or we're not a country of laws. And now I'm convinced that we're no longer a country of laws.
Mm-hmm.
We have people in judicial positions and in legal positions who are not only not interpreting the law, they're creating the law away from the legislative process.
Yeah.
I mean, Roberts in his decision was bogus in what he assumed. Comey in his decision, first of all, he had no right to make that decision, but because he made that decision, he had to change the law, but he doesn't have the right to change the law. His job is to enforce the law. But nobody's talking about, that I can find, Bill, are talking about what you and I are just talking about, is that yeah. the fact that the director of the FBI has rewritten the federal law on the preservation of documents passed by the Congress.
Exactly.
And he's interpreting it by adding new language into the law in order to allow Clinton to escape.
Well, yesterday, prior to his announcement, when I was aware that Hillary was on the plane with Barack Obama to North Carolina, I said, hey, it's in. The fix is in. And we already know what's going to happen. There's no way the president, as you stated, there's no way he's going to be on the plane with Hillary Clinton if he had any idea that she might be indicted.
Yeah, and he supposedly, Mr. Comey said to the reporters that he did not discuss with Loretta Lynch or the White House.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and the shame about this, Dan, is that everybody says in parentheses about James Comey, honorable guy, straight shooter, hardworking. He's got all kinds of integrity. I got to tell you, yesterday he took a big shot on his integrity armor, and I just, you know, my gut tells me James Comey didn't sleep very well last night.
Maybe he hasn't slept very well for many nights. But once he decided what his angle was going to be, you know, and the other thing, Bill, if in fact it's true that the FBI spent 3.5 hours with her on Saturday, mm-hmm. July the 2nd, I'm amazed that the team, whatever the size of the team was, went through the evidence and decided that they couldn't prosecute her because of this intent, and made that decision within one day. That, again, doesn't make sense to me that that the bureaucracy of the government doesn't work that fast, Bill. Never does.
Right. Well, look how long it's taken them to do this investigation. They had over 100 people on it. And you're going to, Dan, you and I, we get investigated and by the IRS. I mean, with one and a half people, you know, do it, and they find something. I mean, I remember the one time that I got audited, and being in the radio business, I purchase headsets every year, okay? And it's in my taxes that I got these headsets and, you know, get them refreshed every year. Well, they were claiming that it wasn't a legitimate business expense. So that was after this big investigation, this audit, you know. I said, okay, whatever, you know. If you guys don't want to accept it, that's fine. I'm going to lose these. But, I mean, this is 1.5 people. They found something on me. I mean, here you got over 100 FBI investigators, and I think part of the reason, to your point here, Dan, that it took them so long is they're wrestling with this deal, and they probably, you know, when they looked at it, they go, oh my gosh, this is criminal activity. Oh my goodness, we're talking the secretary, we're talking Clinton's, we're talking Hillary here, that we're going to have to indict, and oh, the buck doesn't stop there, it goes into the White House. And, oh, yes, this happens to be a political year. She's running for president. How do we do this? And I think part of the reason, to your point, that they spent so much time working through this, because, you know, it was endless. You're going, when are they going to come up and announce this deal? I think they just were all twisted up in knots, and finally they just finally figured, okay, and probably, you know, the president told Comey and called him up and says, hey, look, make the call, and this is the way it's going to be, and Comey had to hold his nose. You know, that's the deal. But anyway, we've got more to talk about on this issue. We're visiting with Dan Perkins, a domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com, trying to bring and offer some sort of reason, if that's even possible, with something so unreasonable. And more from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grace, you know the way you got me.
We're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. And Dan Perkins is with us, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. And, of course, we're talking what you're talking about, trying to feather this all this stuff out. Dan, how did we sort this out? I know this is has been troublesome, and you know the text messages that I've been getting, phone calls. I mean, it's almost like the nation needs a therapist here right now.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to finish up with. There was a release of the transcript of Uma Abedin's testimony to deposition to the FBI. And in that transcript, she says, without question, that Hillary Clinton destroyed government documents. So there is an example where a senior staffer reported under oath to the FBI that the Secretary of State, while she was Secretary of State, purposely destroyed government documents. Now, that alone should have got her indicted, mm-hmm. but they refused to ignore that. That tells me, as you said earlier, there's something smelling in this deal. And I just think that it was, there are so many questions. My guess is, just a guess, Bill, mm-hmm. is that soon, I don't know how soon, but soon there's going to start to be leaking of information from people involved, unnamed sources in this investigation that are going to bring out things that would have been kept quiet had they indicted her. Right. If they would have indicted her and taken her to a grand jury, all that stuff that's eventually going to come out indirectly would not have been able to come out. The staffers who were worked, the 100 agents who worked on this, who have their own opinions, would have been wanted to see what happens to the grand jury. Now that there's not going to be a grand jury, and she appears to have gotten away with this deal, I suspect that we're going to start seeing soon, maybe within a week, information is going to start be leaking. And you know how she used to talk about the emails, all the emails discussion were like little 1,000 paper cuts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's going to be information that's going to leak out that's going to be thousands of paper cuts, which is going to damage her. There is one positive out of this, believe it or not, Bill. I believe that so many people are outraged, including people who were anti-Trump, are going to change their mind and decide that this outrage can only be rectified if Hillary Clinton is defeated for president. And I think you're going to see a significant increase in the support for Donald Trump.
Well, again, what we saw happen in Europe with Brexit, you know, the attitude, mm-hmm. and this is something that's universal. you know, the little guy is having it with these elites that have, you know, have done their own thing and have gotten away with all kinds of stuff for an endless number of years. And there is no question whatsoever that our government is so corrupt. And this is what has come out loud and clear. I mean, the people that still, you know, they're still drinking the Clinton, you know, grape juice, that's fine. You know, God bless them. You know, maybe some at some point you'll bring it, you know, you'll figure it out. But we even need them to get some connection with reality and what the truth is here. You know, why would the FBI, you know, give Brian Pogliano a get out of jail card? Why would they, you know, if this is what we were going to come to, you know, if there was nothing there, why would they offer him exoneration going into this investigation? And even though afterwards, I guess he must have saw that things were going on. So over 125 times he pleads his fifth, even with a get out of jail card.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's very frustrating. I thought there was a picture this morning on Drudge of Hillary at the campaign stop with the president. And there's a picture. Normally speaking, Bill, when the president of the United States speaks at a podium, they put the presidential seal, John, just before he speaks. After he's done, they take it down. In this photograph, they have Hillary standing in front of the presidential seal on the podium where she was in North or South Carolina yesterday. So again, it's showing her as the president. I think that our country, as you and I know it, can't survive under a 4-year or an 8-year term of Hillary Clinton, because she's going to name these justices of the Supreme Court who will be around for long past our lifetime, and they're going to move this country so far to the left that we won't recognize it at all.
Well, you think about how much money she raised as a Secretary of State for the Clinton Foundation, all the quid pro quo stuff. And I understand, you know, people are saying, well, that's not exactly proven. Well, there's a lot of smoke there, okay? You know, Peter Schweitzer is not some, a blogosphere nuthead. I mean, this guy's done incredible research, and then the movie's going to be coming out. So, you know, they ought to have some sort of forensic accounting expert come in and just give an estimate of how much money she raised in the Clinton Foundation, including all the foreign investments and everything else. Now, if she was able to leverage that kind of return on investment and in her position as Secretary of State, what do you think she's going to be able to do as the president? I mean, Bill Clinton, now his speeches, you know, as you know, most presidents, their average speeches probably go when they're post about, you know, 70, 80 grand. I mean, he was getting up to $500,000, $750,000 for his speech suddenly. And the only difference was that she became Secretary of State. Well, now if she becomes president, I mean, does he start getting $1 million speeches now?
Oh, probably more than that. And it's a situation where I really believe this, Bill. I believe that the common man in England is what turned that Brit vote around. I want to believe that the common man in this country and woman, regardless of their race or color or creed or national origin, can smell the truth when it's in front of them, and they can smell lies too. And I just hope and pray that America understands how much they have been, and I know it's a harsh word to use, Bill, but how much they have been raped by these two people over their lifetime.
Well, and I think the bigger issue, after all is said and done here, Dan, is that the common man realizes that America is stronger when we're all strong, when we're unified. We have been the most bifurcated country in this 21st century between what they did with George Bush. This was all orchestrated by the media. They saw an Achilles heel. They went after it. And then, all of a sudden everybody dug in. You had conservatives digging in. You had liberals digging in. And here's what we got. You know, 16 years down the road, we're looking at $20 trillion in debt, maybe 21 by the time this president's administration is sealed up. And we are in absolute chaos right now. We cannot handle these big situations, whether it's a war, which, look at what's going on here. Barack Obama's administration has blighted our military, Dan. We this is deja vu all over again, what Clinton did to our country, and suddenly we had to go to war, and what did we have? I mean, and right now we're worse off than when Clinton left office. I mean, we're at, in some cases, you know, pre-World War II levels with our military armaments and that. I mean, this is very, very dangerous, and we're so vulnerable right now. And I'm sorry, I don't connect. And if Barack Obama was here, with all due respect, you know, for the office, I'd say, I don't understand how you can tell me that we're more safe today than when you took office. I don't get it. I just see ISIS, you know, spreading, metastasizing even more. The dangers abounding here domestically, the attacks here. Now our security people are saying, hey, look, it's coming here. You know, what's that? You know, Orlando is just a portent. What we saw happen in Baghdad and what's been happening recently during Ramadan, hey, get ready. You know, it's coming to America. There's going to be something absolutely humongous. And here we are, you know, we're a gathering people, whether it's football games, basketball games, big events, you know, marathons, whatever. You tell me we're not going to be taken advantage of, and that would not be, you know, something that they would absolutely go crazy over.
Yeah, I watched the coverage of the event in Orlando, and I watched Geraldo on Fox News on Sunday night. And in a very impassioned plea, he said to the American people, he said, look, wake up. These are ever-escalating events. And, yeah, there were 50 people killed here and the hundreds were wounded. But it's going to pale by what's going to come across this border, what's going to come into this country. And that's what I talk about in my first book, in the terrorist perspective of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile.
Exactly.
Is that I try and help people understand that the Muslim faith requires violence to escalate in order to keep their constituency engaged in what it is they're doing. So I agree with Geraldo that it is only a matter of time where the next step is going to be not 100 people are going to die, but thousands, if tens of thousands, if not millions of people. It is only a matter of time. It isn't if, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time before ISIL or some terrorist group will bring nuclear weapons into the United States and detonate and kill millions of American people. It's going to happen.
What's the question here, Dan? More important than everything else is the very soul of this country. That is what the battle is over. You know, are we going to be a nation under God once again, or are we going to continue to see things according to our own eyes and continue on this path of destruction that we are on? And some would suggest that we are beyond the tipping point, and time will tell. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Dan. Dan, of course, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. Always good to have you with us, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This is